You're listening to Archer Radio. Today's Tuesday, May 24th, 2005. Welcome to the podcast if you're a new listener, and welcome back to the oldies but goodies. I decided to take the day off today and be lazy. You know, you have so many days that you can take off, and I decided to take one, so I took today off and didn't go to work. Even though I didn't go to work, I still woke up early, and even after I stayed up late last night, I stayed up really late, but, so I slept, I did sleep, actually, I actually get up really early, but I did sleep an extra 2 hours, so, but that's because I went to bed late, so, it was worth it. And I decided to be lazy today. I didn't shave. I did take a shower, though, but, I went shopping today, and that's actually what I want to talk about. Is going shopping. I hate shopping. That's the one, probably the gay trait that I did not get was liking to go shopping or liking to shop for clothes, because I hate going shopping. When I go to the mall, like today I went to the mall and I was looking for jeans and some shirts, and I did not find anything I liked. I don't like, well, let's take jeans for example. I am old-fashioned when it comes to jeans. I like a tapered leg on my jeans. I like Levi's. I like them to fit, not tight, but a little, I like them to fit in the thigh and the leg, but I like it to be just a little bit loose in the waist and the butt. And I can't find jeans like that. Levi's used to make 550s, which were the jeans that were more comfortable. And they made them in a tapered leg, and I loved them. And then probably 8 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that, they quit making them. And I was so pissed off. And I actually, I guess it was about 3 years ago, two or three years ago, they were doing this thing where you could have custom jeans made with, you know, all the different, the different styles that you liked. Well, I went to the original Levi's store at the local mall and had a pair of jeans made, and I've never paid so much for a pair of jeans in my life. $70 for a pair of jeans, but they were tapered leg. And I actually still have them, but see, they're a little snug right now, so I can't wear them comfortably, but they were perfect. They were just like the jeans I remember in the 80s, they just fit me perfectly. I love them. I just wish I could fit into them, but I'm holding on to them. I really only need to lose about 5 pounds and I'd fit into them, but that's my problem with jeans. So today I went shopping and I tried on like 3 different pairs of jeans, and none of them fit right, and they didn't have the leg. You know, the style now is like these, I don't want to say bell-bottomy type, but a wider leg, and I hate that. I hate the way it looks with your shoes. I just hate it. And I know it's probably in style, but I have never claimed to be in style, so I don't know what. I can see what looks good on people, but I don't think it looks good on me, and I don't like to. I certainly don't like to wear the latest trends because, well, another thing too is I'm going to be 41 on Sunday, so a 41-year-old can't be wearing what the 20-year-olds are wearing. Not that I ever would, because I don't really like the styles. I as I said about the jeans, I don't like the way they look with those bell-bottomy type pants. You know, I mean the wide bottom pants. Same thing, not just with jeans, but with all pants. They all seem to be much wider these days. And I don't like that. I prefer a much tapered leg. So, as I breathe into the microphone, in my shopping little trip today, I was so frustrated because I went to like 3 different stores and couldn't find any pants that I liked the way they fit. So I didn't buy any pants. And then I've been looking for shirts lately, because if you looked into my closet, you would see a sea of plaid. I only wear plaid shirts. Well, I need to change that. So I was looking for some striped shirts because I like the way the striped shirts look. But I couldn't find anything that I liked. I'm so particular that I couldn't find... I mean, I know striped shirts seem to be really big now, that the gay boys, not just the gay boys, but, you know, a lot of men's fashion seems to be wearing these long sleeve, light cotton or light whatever material shirts that are striped or patterned, and they, without a button down collar. Now, that's my other problem. I only like button down collars. And they wear them untucked. Well, I just can't do that untucked thing. I just think that does not look good. That doesn't look very good. So I just can't wear the untucked look. So I was again frustrated with not being able to find anything I wanted to wear. So instead, well, after trudging around the mall for almost an hour and going to different stores, I gave up and said, fuck the clothes shopping. I just have to keep wearing what I have and lose a few pounds, and then I'll feel better about the clothes I currently have. Although I still want to find some shirts that are more in fashion, because my plaid, I know I look like a lesbian wearing my plaid. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You lesbians can wear all the plaid you like. So instead of going clothes shopping, I gave up after a while, and I decided to go to the Apple store, because there's an Apple store right here in my mall. And of course I found all kinds of stuff I would love to buy. There was actually an audio mixer kind of thing that you can hook up to your computer and have different inputs so that you can do more audio stuff. Well, the thing was like $100, and I said, no, I'm not going to spend the money on that. But I do use my iPod Shuffle a lot, and it's kind of a pain to unplug one of my USB ports and plug in the Shuffle to, you know, update it and to charge it. So I said, what the hell, I'm going to buy one of those little charging stands for the iPod Shuffle. I have a charging stand for the iPod Mini and my 15 gig iPod, but I didn't have one for the Shuffle, so I decided to get one. And it was like, I don't know, $29, something like that. And I went ahead and got the little clip that you can clip the iPod Shuffle onto your shirt or your belt or whatever. So I got that. But in the Apple store, they had, all the latest computers and stuff. And I just love going up there and playing with them. And of course, I went to one of the 20-inch iMacs that they have sitting on the counter there. And, of course, you know, everything there is hooked up to the internet, so you can, you know, play with the internet while you're there. And the thing is, one thing I did notice is that their connection was awfully slow today. God, it was slow. That wasn't a very good example of the connectivity or the ability to have a high-speed internet on their computers. But anyway, so while I was playing with the computer, I used Safari and went to my website, and I didn't bookmark it, but, you know, I kind of like, you know, have it in the cache or in the history of that computer, so maybe people will check it out. And what I should have done, which I totally forgot about, was voted on iPod or a Podcast Alley, because that would have been a different IP address. I should have done that, but I didn't. Then again, I can always take my laptop up there and connect to them and do the same thing, but no big deal. After going to the Apple Store at Tyson's, I was going to go to, what's it called? That's a music store. Tower Records. I was going to go to Tower Records and buy some CDs, but I was so frustrated with the clothes shopping, I said, oh, fuck it, I'm going to go home. So I came home, and I pretty much laid around on the couch listening to all the podcasts that I had downloaded, because I had like 4 hours worth to listen to. You know, from, it seems like on Mondays or, you know, by Tuesday, everyone has a new show to put up, so there's lots of iPod or lots of podcasts to listen to. So I loaded up the iPod Shuffle and lay on the couch and listen to him for a little while, and then I said, I really should be doing something while I'm listening. So I decided to, since I upgraded to 10.4.1 on the iMac, I said, while I'm listening to this, I should go ahead and back up my computer. So I got out the external hard drive and backed up my entire computer. So now everything is safe. And then I decided, since I still had more time to listen, I would back up my laptop. So I cut out the 17-inch PowerBook and backed that up to the hard drive as well. So I have a 250-gig external hard drive, so I could back up everything with no problem. And then I decided to iron some pants, because yesterday during the podcast I was doing laundry while I was washing some pants, and I knew that if I'm going to go back to work tomorrow, which I will, I have to iron some pants. So I spent the rest of the time ironing 3 pairs of pants. And I don't know about you, but I'm like a detailed ironer. I've got my little spray bottle with water. Now, when it comes to ironing, I don't iron my shirts. I take the shirts to the cleaners, but, you know, pants you can wear like 2 or 3 times before you have to take them to the cleaners, because they just don't get as dirty as shirts do. So, and I wash them like every other week. Like, I'll wear them this week, and then I'll wash them next week. Yeah, that's it. So, I have a little spray bottle and my bottle of starch, and I get into every nook and cranny of the pants, and I probably spend like 20 minutes on each pair of pants ironing some. So ironing takes quite a while. And then I had a little bit of lunch. Now, this is kind of stupid. I'm telling you about my day. That shouldn't become that kind of thing, but I don't really have anything else to talk about, so I'm going to talk about that. I told you about, I think it was last week, I told you that I bought some DVDs with a gift card I got, and The Boyfriend I Watched to Lovely this past weekend, that was one of them. And then I got Anchorman, which I haven't seen yet, and I also got Saved with Mandy Moore and Macaulay Culkin. Well, this afternoon I watched that movie, and it actually wasn't that bad. They were, I don't know if you know the movie Saved, but it's this, it's about this Christian high school where Mandy Moore is trying to save everyone, and where one of the main characters gets pregnant from her gay boyfriend, and because she thinks that Jesus told her to have sex with him so that he wouldn't be gay anymore. Well, the gay boy gets sent to this Christian recovery house called Mercy House, and as it turns out, his roommate at this house is gay too, and they end up becoming boyfriends, which I thought was very cool. And in the end, it pretty much, you know, says that everyone's different, and you shouldn't you know, rely on religion, which of course is always good. I mean, it was okay. Macaulay Culkin was not bad in the movie at all, but and the guy who played the gay guy was really cute, but I'd never seen him in anything before. And of course, very young. Well, they were all supposed to be in high school, so. But the girl from Welcome to the Dollhouse was in this movie, and I thought she was getting kind of old to play teenagers. She definitely looked in her 20s to be a high schooler. It was a decent movie. Let's see. I just had something on my mind and now I can't think of what it was. I didn't make a list today, so I have no idea what I was going to talk about. I do remember though that when I was backing up the software on my, or backing up the my hard drive on my computer, that I hadn't checked to see if my backup software had an update for Tiger 10.4. So I went to the website and downloaded the software, and that made me begin, well, I just started to think, if everybody, I know everybody doesn't because I know the boyfriend doesn't, but do most computer geeks have to have like the absolute latest version of the software? I mean, I know that I upgraded to 10.4 because I I like to have the latest. But, you know, you have, those are, that software that you have for your computer, you know, that you buy. But a lot of people have things that they've downloaded from the internet, you know, freeware and utilities and stuff like that. And I'm just wondering, does everybody else, you know, like, check for updates for their software for all these different little programs you have? Now, some of the programs I do have notify me that there's an update, like the journaling software that I have, Mac Journal. It keeps popping up saying there's an update, but it's a, like, the version is to 3.1, but then the little thing pops up saying now it's 3.1.1, and I don't know if I want to download that incremental, that small of an incremental update for the software. I probably should, but the 3.1 was already updated for Tiger, so I don't know. And then I got an email. I'm going to talk about. Let's just go ahead and go right into listener email.
You've got mail.
I got an email from John Ong, who from Ong Long Podcast, and he was noticing about what I was talking yesterday about the bit rate on saving to make the file sizes smaller and stuff. Well, he gave me this information. Where is it? There it is. Telling me that about how to make the bitrate, or what's the lowest you should go to make, to still keep the... excuse me. See, when you get up, I was sitting on the couch. Get up on the couch, things move around and make a burp. Excuse me. As I was saying, John Ong sent me this email about GarageBand and compression and stuff, and he gave me a whole bunch of different ideas for setting the bitrate. And the only thing is, I don't know where in GarageBand you do that. So I'm going to have to ask him that question. Can you still hear me good, very well? I just moved the microphone. But anyway, so thanks, John, for that email. And I might be emailing you back asking you where you do all this. Of course, you'll get the email before I post this, before you download this podcast. Then I also got an email from another listener that I've had for a while, who's kind of quiet at times, but he's written a couple times, or he's sent me an email a couple times. His name is Harry. And Harry sent me a picture, because yesterday I talked about Billy Bush. He sent me a picture of Billy Bush, and excuse me, he sent me a picture, a really cute picture of Billy Bush, and I think Billy Bush is cute. So, thank you, Harry, for the picture of Billy Bush. That was nice of you. And then, of course, I heard from one of my most faithful listeners, Peter. And he wrote me a pretty long email about different things. He was talking about Tom Cruise's decision. Well, he calls it Tom Cruise's decision to hide his homosexuality, but we don't know that he's gay, so you know, we can't say that. But anyway, thanks, Peter. Thanks for the email, and I'll email you back in just a few minutes once I start uploading this podcast. So again, you'll get this before, or you'll get the email before you hear this podcast. So anyway, and then I wanted to mention that I now have, or at least on the website, some people have asked me for a picture of me. And so last night, late in the evening, I updated the website with a little picture up in the corner of me holding my iPod Shuffle, which I thought was a funny little picture. And and I also got a Flickr account, because I'm not paying for it, the free Flickr thing, and I uploaded a whole bunch of my scenic pictures of flowers and of the horseback riding on Sunday and different things. And I like that little Flickr thing that gives you a quick display of my photos. If you click on there, you can go to see all the photos, of course. And but there's like no, you don't get anything for it. They don't ask for email or anything, but you can just see my pictures. And then I also want to mention that the feed burner thing that on the site that tells you how many people have subscribe to the feed. It says it's up to 25. Now, I'd like to know who these people are. Well, no, you don't have to tell me. I'm just curious. Because yesterday I was only at 16. And then, boom, overnight, we get 9 more readers or listeners. It's just like, wow. So, welcome to all of you new people. So, send me an email. Send me a voicemail. Send me something. No, don't send me anything. Just send me email or voicemail or comment. Oh, speaking of comments, I got 3 comments on yesterday's podcast. Homer, of course, my good blogging buddy Homer, he was commenting on Sunday's show about me and the boyfriend talking about me having Asian hair. And Homer says, you do have Asian hair. And then John Ong left a comment and he says, admit it, be like me, be Asian. Okay, John, I'll be like you. I'm Asian. Just for you. And then Mr. Poos left me a comment, and he said, ah, love that picture. It makes me look, he says, it kind of makes you look like shaved Bob Ross. Well, he put a link there, and you click on the link, and it takes you to that, I believe he's dead, but years ago there was a painter who used to do these instructional shows on PBS. At least I think that's who that guy is, because he's got like this big afro. But I don't think I look anything like that guy. And I don't know if that's being, if Mr. Poos was being mean or what. Well, I mean, the picture's funny, so. But I don't think I look anything like him. And actually, that picture that I have on the website isn't, my hair is actually much shorter than that. So, anyway. And I'm actually going to do that later. I'm going to call Mr. Poos and tell him, ask him where his picture is, because he keeps talking about putting a picture on his site, and he hasn't put up a picture yet, at least as of this recording. I'm going to his site now to see if he actually put up a picture, and nope, I don't see any pictures. He doesn't even have a Flickr account. He needs to do the Flickr account thing. So he finally got some music in his show today. I'm going to talk to him about that too. So anyway, the podcast people, it seems like things are going well for them. Wanda Wisdom of Lucky Bitch Radio got, she was on a radio show. I can't remember which radio show it was, but, she got, I guess she was actually on the show, and she got to talk to different listeners and stuff. Answer questions on the phone line. Let's see. I just went to Wanda Wisdom's page. She totally changed it around. She took off her links. Oh, I'm no longer on there. What does it say? Check out the new links page. Where's the links page? Oh, visit the links. Oh, there I am. Whew. Aw. He says, or she says, right next to my feed on her webpage, it says, silky voiced photographer and all around nice guy. Thank you, Wanda. That's so nice of you. She must be having RSS feed problems. No, that's worked. Huh. And then her blog has moved to Lucky Bitch Radio blog. Anyway. I'm just rattling on looking at... you can't see it because I'm doing it on the computer, of course. But I'm just perusing the podcast, and Fausto today was talking to some cartoonist, Dan Crowley, and you can go there and check it out. I won't talk about that show. Anyway. Oh, and the Urban Family Night group finally, well, not finally, they posted a show from yesterday. Let's see. Oh, I need to listen. I need to get updated on Fox and the City, because he has posted 2 shows since I, and for some reason his feed isn't working for me. When I use my iPodder, it doesn't work. So, I have to figure that out. See, his RSS feed works for other people, but not for me. Anyway, I have to figure that out. I wonder if I have to do it through iPod or... I don't know. Anyway, so yeah. So, I don't remember what else I was going to talk about. That was like kind of like Wanda today. She kind of like lost her train of thought and didn't know what to talk about either. So, basically today's show is about my horrible experiences with shopping. I hate to go shopping. I should have mentioned that I'm actually a big catalog shopper and online shopper. I will shop online and order things from catalogs. Much easier than I would even think of going to the mall. Although it is nice to... I burped again. God, I gotta stop doing that. It is nice to actually go to the store and actually touch the material and see the designs on the shirts and stuff, but I just hate going shopping. I hate it. And I always have this other experience too. Like today here in the DC area, it's been raining all day. It's cloudy and wet and rainy and nasty. So it's a little... I don't even want to say on the chilly side, but it's in the mid-50s. So I wore a coat this morning when I went shopping. And I don't know about you, but the mall is always warmer than it is outside. So if you're not going to carry your coat, you have to wear it. So anytime I go shopping and I go clothes shopping, I get hot. And I start to sweat. And then I think, my forehead's getting a little damp and they're going to think I'm shoplifting because I'm stealing. Or because I'm sweating. Not stealing. Because I'm sweating. And then it's like, why am I feeling guilty? Because I'm not stealing anything. I just look like it because I'm sweating. So I have to take the coat off. And then when you try on clothes, I get all hot and sweaty because those damn changing rooms or whatever. Dressing rooms. Is that what they're called? Where you go try on clothes? Dressing rooms? Changing rooms? I don't know what they're called. But I get so hot and sweaty there trying to try on a pair of pants. So I don't like that. Anyway, I think we've come to the end of our podcast today. I think we've exhausted this topic of shopping. However, I think I am going to go on Amazon and look for Mommy Dearest and some CDs, because I much prefer to have them delivered right to me than to have to go shopping for them. So, kids, I'm going to start calling you kids. This is the end of the pod show. Maybe I will podcast tomorrow, maybe not. We'll see. So I hope you had a good day. I hope you have a great evening, depending on whenever you're listening to this. And I hope you come back and listen again. Please feel free to email, comment, or call the voicemail. I need some voicemail messages. Oh, you know what I wanted to say? Because I heard this on Jimmy McBean's Relish Radio. He started this thing where he wants people who are listening to him to send their pictures to him. And he's going to put them on his Flickr site. But I was thinking that I would have people send me pictures and I would just post them, you know, on a separate page on my website, you know, the different listeners. So if anyone out there listening wants to send me their picture, now I'm not talking about dirty pictures. I'm just talking about, you know, like a smiling face picture. You know, keep your clothes on. Or you can send me those, but I won't post them. You can send me the nudie ones, but I won't post them. But no, I'm just talking about, you know, your regular basic smiling face shot. If you'd like to, send me your picture, and I will set up, if I get, you know, enough pictures, I will set up a little page on the website for people to see who's listening to the show. And especially people who are from other countries, you know, hint, hint, Peter. No, I'm not addressing that directly to you, but because actually Mr. Poos keeps talking about that he's going to post a picture on his website and he hasn't done it. So since I posted a picture yesterday of myself holding my little iPod Shuffle, I think it would be great if listeners sent me their pictures and I would create a little page. I would like that. So send me a picture. And as soon as I get some, I will create a page and I'll talk about it. So, That's it for today. It's just about time for the news anyway, so again, have a great evening. Have a great day, depending on when you listen to this. Send me email, send me voicemail, send me comments, whatever. And I hope everyone has a great day. I already said that. I'm trying to think of like another way to end the show. Who cares? I will talk to you later. Bye.